Hey, thanks for listening to Unleashing Kingdom Voices. Join me or a guest as we unlock some secrets to AI, to personal development, to finding your voice. Join us now as we help you unleash your voice. So welcome to my happy place. It's the Kingdom Mentor Podcast. I'm Teresa Croft, your host, and got a real treat for you. I'm so glad you could join us, by the way, live on YouTube or wherever else, Facebook, or just listening to me. You know, I have a passion. It comes from a vision where I saw a dark world. And the dark world was like, it had the foul smell of fear. And all of a sudden, in this vision, I started seeing bright lights. And I'm like, God, what are they? And he goes, those are the voices of my kingdom warriors lighting up the world with these pockets of light. And I believe if you're listening to this far, seriously, you are one of those bright lights. I have a passion to help women who've been voiceless because of trauma, because of tragedy, become transformed by finding their voice, embracing it, and then from their authentic self, speaking with words of healing and hope. But to get to that transformation, a lot of times there's a lot of mental work that you got to go through. I'm a testimony of that. There's a lot of issues you got to face. There's a lot of, let's just go ahead and say what this is all about today, rejection. Yeah. What are some mental tools to deal with rejection? Rejection in your business, rejection from someone personally. And, you know, I really think if you're going to start any journey on learning how to use your voice, there's so much mental stuff, mental mindsets that you need to jump through before you get there. That's where my guest, Recorded, is going to come in and help us. Alana Van Deventer and myself, we have started a Mental Mondays. Let me tell you a little bit about Alana, because I'll just gush and gush. Let's just get this stuff so I won't gush and gush. But let me just tell you who you're going to be listening to. Alana has a heart to empower others everywhere she goes. She's determined to guide people in renewing their mind. She's a neurocycle facilitator under the Dr. Caroline Leaf's neurocycle program. And by the way, she's never told me this, but I found this out. She's not just an amazing mental coach, but she's also got this entrepreneurial spirit, as you'll see right in the beginning. But I got to honor her with this. She is the 2023 CREA Global Official Award honoring, and that's rewarded to prestigious list of top entrepreneurs, influential leaders, and innovators who have been recognized for their innovative ideas, resourcefulness, and their accomplishments in the areas of sustainability and mental health. I'm going to have her on live. Don't worry. She's your go-to girl if you need someone to walk on fire. She has walked on fire with me through many ordeals. So without further ado, we're just going to flip up a Mental Monday. Take some notes or bookmark this podcast. All right, here we go. Here is Alana Van Deventer as we go Mental Monday live on Instagram. You're catching the replay of Mental Mondays, where today we're going to deal with the subject of rejection. So if you're an ambitious woman, you're like trying to juggle family and friends and everything, this is your one. Bookmark it, okay? There she is.
Hello, hello.
Hey, girl, what's going on?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine and dandy.
That's ready good.
Ready to tackle the subject of rejection. Someone asked us about that. So I got a question, you know, right off the bat that they kind of were talking about. So how do you separate the rejection from your self-worth?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
I'm going to use this example that I've learned as an entrepreneur, as someone that have an offer is, say, for instance, you come to my house, okay, Dee?
Yeah.
You're driving, you have your coffee in your car, your bottle of water, you are on your way, you're sipping away. Now you arrive at my house, okay? And you walk in and I'm like, hey, Dee, so good to see you. Do you want some water? And you're like, no, thank you. I just had, you don't even need to say that. Are you just like, no, thank you. No. That is the difference between us keeping our identity separate from whatever we put out.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
You're not rejecting me, my identity, because I didn't offer you a piece of myself. I said, right. Do you want to eat so my arm? No, I didn't. That was very random. Stay tuned for random stuff on the Mental Mondays.
yeah.
So we are literally offering people water. Whatever value you add to this world is you offering water. You know it can help someone. You know there's value in it, but you're not offering yourself.
Wow.
And so when you view that rejection as, you know what, she's just not into the strawberry sparkling water that I just offered her.
Yeah.
She's saying no to that, but not to me.
Right.
And so it's us changing the way we view it. So our perspective regarding rejection is so, so key. One of the things that we do, and so when you do, let me just first finish that. So when we do get a no, it's like I celebrate that someone's got the freedom, because that's not a given anymore, to make a decision. I'm like, yes, I celebrate that you are able to make decisions and knowing that it's got nothing to do with me, but just the whatever the offer, and it's maybe not for now.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Wow, that's good.
One other thing that we do when it comes to rejection is overgeneralization. That's a big word.
Okay.
It's like we're drawing this faulty conclusion. And do you have your coffee?
Water.
You have your water. Overgeneralization is actually we're drawing a faulty conclusion. Okay. It's about based on one experience. And I remember, and I'm going to share a little bit of my own. The church, and the question that we actually got was regarding the church. And so I wanted to just share this. But a couple years ago, I actually moved to this new city and joined this new church. And Daryl and I were dating at that stage. And in a way, there was rejection that happened. So I did exactly this. For a while, I stepped away. There's so much to it. I'm not going to go into the detail. But for a while, I saw that all churches are like this.
Wow.
And so I actually stepped away from the church for a while. Because it was that overgeneralization that happened, that I was drawing a faulty conclusion about something based on one experience.
Right.
And so often we do that, like that church, I saw that all the churches operate
That's a tough one. Yeah.
And so I stepped away from it, from the church as a whole, and not just from. I'm reading comments. So that is something that really happened. So this distortion plays a significant role in the pain we experience during rejection.
Yeah. I was rejected. Well, I took it as rejection. I was working for an amazing company, being their social media director, and they got a new publisher, and they wanted to put on their publisher instead of me. But I took that as such major rejection, did I not do a good enough job? No. Oh, they're replacing me with this other company that was like not that great. I'm like, but that did damage. But you know where I found healing? To get through that is I picked back up writing. I was writing, like, listen to the vine dresser. I literally journaled my way out of rejection.
That is good. Speaking to someone about it, writing about it, getting it out, that's how we take our thoughts captive, right? So because now you have an emotion, but the emotion is coming from a thought.
Yeah.
So you writing it out is you addressing, taking your thought captive. And then through the writing process and even through speaking to someone about it really helps us to distance ourselves from the emotion itself and really get to the belief or the thought that you have regarding this situation. And so to avoid that overgeneralization that can happen as well. Wow. One of the things that I love is this tool that we have. We call it MPA, which is called Multiple Perspective Advantage, that we have where you distance yourself from fully just feeling it, just being in it, and just like it's running the whole show. You will emotions create behaviors, leads to results, affirming a thought. So you really want to get to like the because, the why behind it, right? The emotion. So one of the things that you can do is MPA, Multiple Perspective Advantage, asking yourself, if this was a friend, if a friend came to me for advice regarding this, what advice would I give her? Okay. That is a way where you can gain a different perspective regarding it.
Okay.
Another tip is look for the facts and information and don't make assumptions. Mm. Now, I was in accounting before I started doing what I'm doing. No, I know it's weird, like accountant. How did you get it? Any case, I remember my team. Sorry, team.
I think I knew that. That's interesting.
My team leader said this, and I'm still holding on to it. He said, well, as an accountant, you never make assumptions. Oh. You want the facts. You want the information, right? And he said, assumptions is the mother of all mess-ups. So often we are operating from assumptions and the emotion, and it's leading the way and it's driving us to behave a certain way. And we can do nothing about some others' reactions, how they behave, how they react. Even their projection, when we look at the reason or the why behind projection, it is people projecting, as perception is projection. So these traits or emotions that they don't like about themselves that they projecting onto us, it's got nothing to do with you.
Ooh, that's a good one.
So it's so key.
Yeah.
Don't just assume. Don't just let the emotion of the words, the emotion in their words into you. Like, stop, pause, take a step back. Take that control of your own reactions. And even that pause, the power of the pause, we can do that maybe next week where we talk about the power of the pause. Where in the pause, you actually decide if you build healthy or unhealthy, like negative thought patterns in our brains. It's within the pause.
We'll be right back. Meanwhile, check out TeresaGroff.com. Just a short break. Meanwhile, check out TeresaGroff.com. Someone, can being brave keep you from rejection?
I think one of the things we must know is everyone goes through rejection. It's not just the you or a me. I think rejection is part of life. I think the way we view it is more key. Okay. We shift our perspective from rejection is actually just getting free feedback.
Okay.
It is an opportunity for learning. It's an opportunity for growth.
Yeah.
So every rejection there is like you can actually grow from it. You can learn from it.
Yeah.
That's almost like you working on yourself, and it's free.
Now, one more thing. I'm just thinking of this, okay? Someone's watching this live or recorded, and they just got rejected major league by a person, maybe from a boyfriend, maybe from a girlfriend. How would you speak to that emotion? Heartache.
Heartache. It is difficult. It is difficult. But I think I want to read this because Dr. Thema, and I don't know if I'm butchering her name, I hope not, she wrote this, and then I will address your question, but she wrote this. Some closed doors were a blessing. It's redirection, right? Mm. But here's what got me when she said, "You were knocking on nonsense."
I love that.
So often we don't realize that we're knocking on nonsense, and the rejection is redirection. It's really steering us to the door that's meant for us. So give thanks. That's another Monday, Mental Monday, where we talk about gratitude. Give thanks. Yeah. There's so much power.
Yes.
And gratitude, not just mentally, but it really creates this powerful, powerful tool. It is a tool that we have. So give thanks for rejection, mm-hmm. redirection, and realization.
Wow.
That's the gift there is within even heartbreak, even heartache. That's the gift there is within a no and within a partner that breaks up, whatever it is that you are dealing with. There is a gift within that, and it's the way you view it that's really going to help you to bridge the gap from where it keeps you stuck and where you fully bridge and you walk in that freedom, knowing that there's a gift even within rejection.
I always like to think of rejection as God's protection.
Yes.
You know,
the blessing, there's a blessing in that. And that's the view. The way you view it, right?
Yeah. And that's key sometimes, especially when it involves the heart, though. You're like, protection, but I was so over him. I knew he was the one, or, you know, whatever. Yeah. That was my job. What do you mean I'm not rejected? I mean, there's all the difference of the feedback, but come back to what you said, being grateful. Yeah. My daughter was calling. She was fussing about all these things. And I said, hey, just be thankful. Just be grateful for your mom. She was worried about her mom. Mm-hmm. I'm not. I mean, that's another story. She's kind of like my mom. I'll forget it. But she said, when I said, be thankful for your mom, she's like, oh, I've got chills on that. Yeah, it's a good Holy Spirit advice. Yes, it's great mental advice, but holy moly, when the science meets the Bible, or science catches up the Bible.
Yeah, affirming what the Bible is saying.
So that's awesome. So awesome.
I think so. Just to end off with this, I think it is so key, like you said, to write down. Why do you take it so personally? We will always receive evidence of what we believe as truth. So what is the thought that you and the belief that you have about yourself that is triggering? So what is the thought that we are feeding? Because that's again in that pause that we can get to, what is that now that we fall back to believing about ourselves that gets us stuck and paralyzes us, so we can, that's not allowing us to see it from a different perspective and see the gift that's within it. What is it that you've bought into about yourself that is now you have evidence of? What is it? So it's so key to get to, because thoughts is where it's all from. That's where it all flows from.
Yeah.
So that created the emotion. So what is, let the emotion guide you. It's a valuable, incredible tool that we have. Emotions are not bad. Emotions are this beautiful gift that we have, guiding us to what's behind it. We got this free gift. Don't see it as something negative. See it as a messenger, a valuable messenger, and an incredible gift that you have to go to what's behind it. And once you get to what's behind it, you can do something about it, and it won't get you to the place where rejection means the end for you.
Yeah.
Rejection means you just abort the mission.
Yeah.
So really take our thoughts captive, pausing. Go to them. What advice would you give to others? Speak to someone. So, and don't overgeneralize. One experience doesn't mean everything else. This always happens to me. That is a sentence that we use, and that's an indication of overgeneralization.
That's really good. Thank you. Wow. Phew. Bookmark this one, guys. Alana, always so awesome, man, to have you here for Mental Health. Thank you for taking valuable time out of your busy day.
Busy day. This is, we get to do this.
It's exciting to do this. Filters and all.
Why not? I think that the problem, let's quickly address this filter thing, right?
Go ahead.
The only problem that filters actually creates is when there is an emotion attached to the filter. The reason why you use the filter.
Like, I'm not rejecting myself. Like, I'm not doing it because that's what you mean. Like, oh, I got to have a filter because I'm rejecting myself. How about that for rejection?
Yes.
But I look at it as they put my mascara on much better than I do.
Yeah. They've got put lashes on for me, which I...
Yeah.
For free.
I work on, you know, putting stuff in my mouth and make my teeth. That's good, though, because I appreciate you touching on that, because once again, I can see myself without a filter. That's if you're rejecting yourself, you are so damaging yourself. So be thankful. And I love when you talk about the evidence. Maybe it's not seen yet, but when you're thankful, you can actually bring the evidence into existence, because your focus is off the rejection.
Yes.
And onto, I'm going to be thankful, I'm going to start seeing evidence. All right, but that's not who I am. I'm not going to reject myself. We kind of went off on a plane there, but.
Yeah, I don't think we have to be so critical regarding filters. Is if you have a feeling regarding yourself, emotion, again, it's a guide, right?
Yeah.
When you like, oh no, I need a filter, and this is the reason why, then there's a problem. And if it's a negative, it is just because it's fun. One day I can even put a clown filter on because I
do that.
It's so fun. I never get to experience filters. And so my reels are usually without filters. And when we do this, I don't have an emotion attached to it.
Right.
It's not because I wish I looked a different way, or I wish there was a lack within me. It's just fun. So
embrace, I have little black circles, embrace them, love it. You know, you were really that. Don't beat yourself down with words or your body down, or it'll just, you know, so that's
big life,
affecting ourselves. But that's pretty cool, girl. You're awesome.
Speak life. In our tongues, life and death is in our words. Yeah. We speak.
All right, well, you have a Super Monday, Alana, and hey, thank you for joining us for Mental Monday, usually around 2:30 or 3 Eastern Standard Time. We'll always let you know.
See you next Monday.
Bye. So much fun to relive that. She started out just as a mental coach, but as week after week after week, God gave me the gift of a Psalm 15 Passion Translation friend. Very, very thankful, because that's, God can use people. God can use a podcast. God can use a course to bring the pieces back together for your destiny, for your purpose, for where you're meant to walk. You're very valuable. You are enough. You are chosen. You are loved. You are worthy of all the goodness that God has for you. It's not too late. Those of you 55 and older, hey, your best years are ahead of you. Just feel like I needed to say that. So thank you so much for joining us. This is the Kingdom Mentor Podcast. I am so glad that you are here. Will you do me a favor, a really big favor? Will you write a review that helps us get this podcast out to more listeners? Will you share it on Instagram, Facebook? Let them know you saw it live or recorded, or you're listening. Really appreciate you. Without you, we would not be here. So thank you so much. And that was Lalana recorded. Believe you me, we're going to get her on at least a two-parter for live that's coming up. So thank you so much for watching and listening to the Kingdom Mentor Podcast. Remember, you need to speak, because the world is listening. They're listening online. Thank you for tuning in to Unleashing Kingdom Voices Podcast. We hope today's episode has inspired you to embrace and amplify your unique voice. For more insights, resources, and information about our courses, AI tools, and our incredible guests, visit TeresaCroft.com.